You guys got the injury report. Again, we got three doubtfuls, Eddie Goldman, Pernell McPhee, Adrian Amos, questionable on DHC, and then Josh Bellamy was back full participation. Any questions?
I know, John, we talked this week earlier about maybe some of the guys that are already on IR, maybe having surgery. Anything?
Really haven't. I don't have any updates. I think, you know, as soon as they kind of figure all that out, you know, I'll definitely keep you posted. But at this point, no for sures or for sure nots. So they're still evaluating and getting the different opinions.
You guys have been hit by injuries recently, but Goldman and McPhee, what does that do to your front seven, having them, if they can't help?
You know, I think, you know, even going back to when we lost Leonard, you know, I think whether than that, you know, with Lamar becoming available, you know, our guys are doing a good job. Our staff does a good job of coaching them up and adjusting. You know, Chris Brzezinski come in and start the game. You know, he just had last week's of practice. Luckily, he's a guy that has, you know, some past with us, but you know, this time of year, I think it happens to a variety of different teams, whether it be in-game or, you know, adjusting. I think our opponent had six guys they listed as out. You know, so it's just, I don't know, it seems like it's just the way of the business. And, you know, part of adjusting is finding the backups and getting them schooled up to play and function in your system.
On the whole, how would you evaluate how Tariq has been as a punt returner this year? I mean, yeah, obviously the touchdown last week, but, you know, a couple of negative ones in there. But overall, how would you kind of assess him?
You know, I think Tariq's had a outstanding rookie season. You know, and I know we're not done yet. We still have a quarter of the season left. But, you know, at the three-quarters marker, you know, he looks really good, whether it's as a running back, as a wide receiver, and – obviously, as both the punt returner and the kick returner, which he's taken over that duty in recent weeks as well. So, you know, I think you know, our opponents could probably speak better, but I think they hold him in high regard.
When you see him have a return like he had on Sunday, where he's going backwards, can you see the whole field and see that the left side is open, or are you just thinking like, Tariq, what are you doing there?
Well, I think, you know, I think everybody would be lying if they said they weren't wondering, right, in the first part of that. I'm sure, you know, any fan watching it on television or even on my headset, that coaches know the return and know what's supposed to be happening. The good news is he figured it out quickly and then you know, got to the wall and did a good job. So it worked out really good. There for a moment, you know, there was people that had doubts.
Yeah, we talked to Vic Fangio yesterday about McPhee, and he said that McPhee's injury is at least partially a wear and tear issue. And I'm wondering, looking ahead, if he were to come back or whatever, do you have to find a way to better manage his season and his experience so that he doesn't have these wear and tear injuries?
You know, I think, you know, that's a good question. I think a fair question, but, you know, it's hard to manage football reps. Right. You know, unless you just, you know, put them in bubble wrap and put them somewhere, you know, because that's not, you know, football is not that kind of game. And it's not that kind of game at his position. So, you know, that's tough. You know, right now we've got four games left. Right now he's doubtful for this game. You know, I'm more a one day, one week at a time guy. You know, I'm just trying to, you know, we're kind of moving to Cincinnati. And, you know, right now I'm not sure how much he'll fit in that game plan. And then we'll start evaluating the next on Monday. So I don't like getting too far ahead on any of those kind of things.
Do you think it's fair that people kind of see him as he was a big free agent, big high-priced free agent, as kind of a disappointment, maybe because of the injuries or whatever, for whatever reason? I mean, it's
hard to figure out what everybody thinks and please everybody, regardless of what we're talking about. But, you know, I just told you what I thought. You know, he's probably not going to be part of this week's game plan.
About his impact overall this season, let's just say this season is fair. How do you feel? What kind of impact has Pernell had, do you think, overall?
You know, I think, you know, the same impact we've all had on this season. You know, I think he's part of it. His signature's on it, just like all of ours.
How important is it to get back to running the ball as well as you did most of the season before the last 2 weeks? And how does that happen? What's the key to making that happen?
You know, I think it's execution. I think, you know, in games we've executed, you know, the other two teams we played in this division, you know, I think we had some success running the football. I think, you know, a lot of it kind of determines on how they decide to play us. which has been a factor the last 2 weeks. I think, you know, people adjust. There's a lot of good coaches in this league, a lot of people that adjust. And, you know, they get better at seeing what you're about. So they have something to do with that. But at the end of the day, we're just going to have to execute better, you know, offensively, and in the run game is part of it.
After Steelers games, they recovered. They have a different recovery program because it's just a more violent game.
Yeah.
Have you done that with any teams you've played over the years? Is there one? I mean, did you ever have one on your schedule? You went, okay.
I'd have to ask Marvin. I think he was more reflecting on Monday night to a Sunday turnover than maybe just that game. So, now, he could have said that.
Every time they play the Steelers, they're different in their recovery the next week than.
Well, I think, you know, it's just like Thursday nights. I think anytime you play a physical game, you know, I've been at overtime games, you handle that a little bit different. You know, there was a game this year where the defense played 90-something, the offense played 30-something. You know, it's hard to split the team as far as recovery, but you find ways. But definitely recovery's huge. You know, Thursday night's probably the biggest. Monday to Sunday, you know, is another one coming off a Monday night. Overtime games can be a little more taxing, you know, on your players, even going Sunday to Sunday. So you really, each individual situation is a little bit different, but I definitely understand that. Even the physicality of a division game, especially on Monday night.
They had a 173 penalty yards or something like that on Monday night, the Bengals.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something you talked to the guys about this week? Like, you know, the Bengals might play a little close to the edge here, so we got to make sure that we keep our composure.
Yeah, I think, you know, style of play. You know, I think the reputation of play, you know, those are all important factors in games. You know, I'm not going to go into all the specifics, but, you know, our guys, you know, are always aware of our opponent and the nuances of our opponent.
Zach mm-hmm. talked yesterday, I guess. Have you been around him a lot lately?
I just talked to him about, you know, right before practice, you know, because he had a procedure that it was kind of big to him, and it was so he's in good frame of mind. You know, I think he's for as good as he can be in the situation. You know, I think he's excited. You know, he's hopefully going to get by here pretty soon. You know, I know he's happy to be home. You know, so I've been in touch with him pretty much all throughout his recovery.
I know all surgeries are successful, but he was happy with the outcome of the procedure.
Yeah. I think most definitely.
Back to our first day in Bourbon, you and Ryan talked about the work done during the offseason to try and avoid injuries. Not relative to Zach, obviously it's not your fault, but you'd be better off if you had less injuries. Looking at it now going forward, is there anything else you can think of, any stones unturned, anything you would do in an offseason program to try and avoid the glut of injuries?
No, I think, you know, if you look around the league, and again, you know, typically in a work week, I'm pretty focused on the upcoming opponent, but some of the research I've gotten from people, it's a league-wide deal. It's not just the Chicago Bears. You know, some of it, you know, I think it relates to individual teams. It's you know, the New England Patriots had similar amount of injuries we did a year ago. I wouldn't say the starting point of the depth and the football teams were similar. Some of that, you know, is where you feel it most, is what position. This year, inside linebacker, you know, we went through some injuries there. And but we had depth there. We had people that, you know, the year before we were bringing guys off the street to learn to play that week, whereas this year at least we had a plug-and-play guy that's been in our system and able to go in. Be an example of having depth at that position. You know, a year ago we lost quarterbacks. You know, we didn't have a bunch of plug-and-play guys that had a whole offseason to learn the system. You know, but as far as the number of injuries, really I think it's very similar in the league this year. Why, I'm not positive. Everybody's got their own opinions, but I don't think it's just our particular organization and how we go about our work.
Are there any league initiatives that you're aware of, any work being done, research being done? How do we avoid a lot of these injuries? Not just the brain trauma stuff, but just injuries in general.
Well, that's, you know, that's obviously a big one, you know, in our league. I think you see with rules changes and the initiatives and the and player safety is a big factor. You know, I think some of it, you know, we'll look at with the competition committee this offseason. You know, I think the game is a little more spread out now. I think the impact is bigger. I think you got faster people. Those collisions are harder. The speed is faster when they're changing direction. You know, 20 years ago when I came in the league, there was more big people on the field, so it wasn't as fast to people or groups of people. You know, so I think there'll be a lot looked at. Those are just things I've noticed this season.
Does it feel like in your years here that, you know, like in Little League, like the kid who can't field the ball always finds it? The areas where
I want to make sure I get the concept.
Yeah, you know, you put a bad fielder in a Little League game, and the ball gets hit to him the first time.
Okay,
gotcha. Have you found that injuries have struck you in the plays, that more often than not, injuries have hit where you're thinnest?
Nah, not really. I mean, I think a lot of it's kind of, you know, kind of what you are. You know all these problems before they happen. You just kind of hope they don't. That's kind of how I look at it. I don't know about the infielder, but similar, yeah.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, guys, thank you.